Hello, dear listeners. Welcome to the second episode of my podcast series, Language of Football. My name is Burak. Within the next 10 minutes, I will be talking about the news happened in the match day 6 in Turkish Super League. There are shocking results, especially for the giant teams of Turkish football. Let me remind you the channel that we can get in touch. You can reach out to me to give information or your comments or just to share your ideas via Gmail, Twitter or YouTube. The mail address of this podcast is languagefootball@gmail.com. On Twitter, it's @languageoffood. And on YouTube, you may search and listen or write to me on Language Football channel. You can listen the podcast on Spotify as well. Okay, after this brief information, let's start to touch on your headlines. Defending Turkish champion Beşiktaş drew by 3-3 Tuesday against Adana Demirspor at home at Vodafone Park after the Black Eagles conceded a last-minute goal. The Istanbul Giants started well and took the lead with a goal by 22-year-old Spanish defender Francisco Montero. Beşiktaş scored another one before the end of the half, this time by Brazilian midfielder Joseph de Souza at the 43rd minute, and in the second half, the Eagles showed no signs of slowing down and victory appeared near when Rıdvan Yılmaz brought the score to 3-0. This goal was his second goal of the season after the Turkish national left-back had scored on the last weekend against Antalyaspor. After that minute, the match took a different turn when Adana Demirspor took one back with Matias Vargas' goal at the 60th minute. Italian star Mario Balotelli then had a screamer at the 79th minute that reduced the difference to just one goal and gave the visitors hope. Beşiktaş couldn't prevent Brit Asom Balonga's late goal at the 97th minute, had to settle for a draw at home. This was a shocking result for the home side and their supporters. However, that wasn't the first time for Beşiktaş to lose points from 3-0 ahead. 2 years ago, Fenerbahçe got a point after they closed the final half by 3-0 defeating against Beşiktaş. Also, some of the Turkish fans will remember in 1998, Norwegian team Vålerenga came back from 3-0 in the second half when John Carew started for Vålerenga. Same Carew played for Beşiktaş too in 2004. Let's turn back to the game. The result was not the only interesting thing, but also Balotelli's reaction to Beşiktaş coach Sergen Yalçın after he scored was much talk about. He celebrated by running over to the opposition bench and pointing right at his brain. We need to turn back to 2013 to learn the background of this reaction. The Italian striker bizarrely decided to backheel the ball when running through on goal one-on-one with a keeper against LA Galaxy in an American tour and missed his shot, then being taken off immediately after. Former Turkey player Sergen Yalçın was working as a football commentator at that time and described the City forward as brainless. I think the most interesting note is who reminded Balotelli of Sergen's words and motivated him before the match. He seems like he was triggered. Let's move to another shocking result of the week. Galatasaray tasted a 3-0 loss against Kayserispor on Wednesday in Kayseri. The home side broke the deadlock with Mamtiam's goal in the 39th minute at Kadir Has Stadium. Emrah Başsan fired a classy long shot to make it 2-0 in the minute 45, while the third goal came from Senegalese winger Tiam penalty in the second half of the game. Galatasaray seems to be very fragile, a little bit due to rejuvenation and lack of a leader to motivate everyone on the field, while the result was not how they wanted. Galatasaray's legendary coach Fatih Terim pointed to the month of January again to make some changes on the squad. However, there are 13 games before the halftime of Turkish Super League. Let's move to another team. Trabzonspor was another team that lost points at the top of the league. In the match where Vitor Hugo received a red card in the 8th minute, they left the field with a 2-2 draw against Konyaspor. After all its rivals lost points, Fenerbahce became the most lucrative team of the week, beating Giresunspor 2-1 at home. On the night that new signings Diego Rossi and Mergin Berisha assisted, youngster Ferdi Kadıoğlu and German star Mesut Özil scored for the Yellow Canaries. Fenerbahce's win came against Giresunspor, which despite scoring their first goal of the season via Süleyman Dukara, remained without a victory, one draw and five losses. Fenerbahce's experience was enough to beat its opponent, but still their game was expected to be stronger. This year they are developing the triple defense game together with the Portuguese coach Vitor Pereira, and after six games Fenerbahce is only 1 point away to the top of the league. I will be deep diving on how they play and the individual player performances on the upcoming episodes. Another milestone of Turkish football was Gaziantep's forward Muhammed Demir scored and the earliest goal of the Turkish league history against Başakşehir. It took him only 10 seconds to score and got the lead till the end of the match. Another important news of the English week, Hatay Sports Summit March continues with the win against Göztepe after Mamdiouf hit two goals. Ömer Erdoğan's team is in a great form after they have won four matches in a row. They will host Fenerbahçe this week. I expect it to be a great game. Following a disastrous campaign at Euro 20, Turkey has looked abroad for its new coach and appointed successful Germany under-21's coach Stefan Kuntz. Kuntz played for Turkish giants Beşiktaş for one season as a player in 1996, after the European champs, you will remember. I wish Kuntz and his team the best of luck in advance. I think Turkish football needs to restructuring and getting a tournament time team identity. We will see. And the last news for this week is great. Turkey sealed a back-to-back European Championship title after the national amputee football team defeated Spain by 6-0 in Sunday's final. Turkey clinched the trophy with goals from Ömer, Kemal and Rahmi in Krakow, Poland. They dominated the tournament by scoring 36 goals and conceding only two. Turkey became the winner of the first edition in 2017 after beating England 2-1 in the Istanbul final. Pretty proud news, yeah? And it's time for the Turkish football term of the week. It's köşe vuruşu. Köşe vuruşu means corner kick. So köşe means corner in Turkish. But anyway, the word corner is also joined our football literature. And sometimes we use corner with the first letter K to define corner kick. Okay, it seems like we are end of the episode. I hope you enjoyed while listening. Just a reminder, you can always reach and write to me by using email and Twitter or YouTube. My email is languagefootball@gmail.com. My Twitter ID is @languageoffoot and my YouTube channel name is Language Football. Please do not hesitate to write an email to tell you about yourself and your opinions, feedbacks about the podcast. Okay, so thanks for listening. Be safe and stay in the game. Bye-bye.